We undock, pay tests on the base. We had a machlekes, a two-way machlekes, me'imisai odem yirishis ishta ktana, me'ishamai said mishitamit bekeimoso, besilos and mishitikonis lachupe, and belaza oimel mishitiboil. Yorish and metamolo becheles beginne tume. So the Gemara is takashe, according to Beishamai, mishitamit bekeimoso, afagav lenichnis lachupe, how could it be? So Rashi says, va'afal gav lenichnis lachupe, va'kaimel nafil begdoilo, ishte aruso, lo'yoinen, lo'y metamolo, meisa in Yorisha. So Memele, so the Gemara said, no, according to Beishama, you need both. Shtamit bekemoso, betikonis lechupe. And then Rabbi Lezer said, Mishati boil, so the Gemara is takashimam Rabbi Lezer maisek tana klum, eimo mishetagdo betiboil. So the Gemara asked, how could the Yashin, according to Beisilo Tzicha, Besilhold Mishitikonis Lachupe, Yashin, so already, Tanakire, Dolominatere, the Midaraisa of Ua Yorislo. So Rashi says, Midaraisa of Ua Yorislo, Kloima, Kroive, Ha'ov Yorislo. Rashi Rakasha was speaking about Kedushin of Aktane, so that's Tafke by a Yesoime. So how could the Gemara say midereisa avua yorislo? So Rashi says not avua kloime kroive ha'ov yorislo. Then he saw a ktana midarabona ninu. Mishim shloina gabo minikav kikema becheresh nasa bikachas avu teira lezichsa lakadisha sabas loy leima voloy lachel. The other side, the Rishash, Rabbi Kevega says it shayach a case of and Yisoyme b'chayei ha'ov. So could he have a vua yoruslo also if the father made Nisuin once with her? So she was yotzus on Meshusov and then she got a get or the first husband died. So he also cannot marry her again minatera, only midarabonim. Let us see Taisus. B'koimoso peris b'kuntre shetagia lepirko Bishonim ubavo saris. And according to Beishamai, we need, in order for the husband to be able to yashin her, we need it to be shetamid b'kaimoso, and tikonis l'chupe. So Rashi says, shetagia lepilko bishonim ubavo saris. Vein alo shemash mekein, dimkein havle lemeima, mishetagdil. So she said, mishetagdil. Ela omari mishetamid bekeimosa haino sheniris gedoilo tzas. She looks like she's a gedoilo. Afal pi shedain lohi gia lepirko. Lefi sheniris ke ishtoi. She looks like a white. Aval kozman sheniris ktano. We have to understand Taisvis seems to say that we're speaking about Kedushin Darabonim, the Zicha Shaykh Kedushin is suing the Raisa if the father was Makadisha the first time. That's Minatera, but seems that people know that either the father died, or the people know it's Kedushin Derabonim. So Kozman, it's not Niris Ke Ishtoi, she's still a Ketane, so it's Niris Divrei Chachomim Ke Meichuche Betlule. She looks a little bit more mature than the Chachomim Mesakin that he could yashin her. It's very unclear why it's a chucha tlule when she looks like a ktane, כל זמן שנירס קטן את צריכות התלולה, את נירס כאישתוי. If people, now it seems to people that she is taka gedoyla, that's the vote, and then they assume maybe he was boil her, l'shem kedushin. It's unclear what how Tesis learned pshat. V'nichnesa l'chupe, the kosalke daitoch, the chihechi, the gemore, is the kashan beishamai, that how can Tamid became also be sufficient if it was v'nichnesa l'chupe, the kosalke daitoch, the chihechi, the besilu, leiboy, amides koime, the beishamai, that was the havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara answered me, "Shetamid bekaymosa v'tikones lechupa." So Tosfos says, "Vohu adin, you don't need the seder that it should be a chupa after tamid bekaymosa. Vohu adin im nichnas lechupa v'achkach omda bekaymosa." The man is chupa shebekatnas. The maish no mikdushin. The mahanik shoye bekatnas. Vachakach omdo bekeimosa. He says, as long as now it's omdo bekeimosa before she died, that's sufficient already. So now it's niris keishtoi. Doesn't matter when the kinyonim were made. Just like it doesn't matter when the kedushin was made. So within it doesn't matter when the Nisun was made. Al Kaponim now should be Niris Keishtoi. And Rabbi Lazar says, Kishti Boil. So the Gemara asked, Emaisik Tane Klum, Misha Tagdo Viti Boil. Vim Taima. So Taisva says, Akate Kivin Dein Maise Kotm Klum. Eichi mahan yechupe shahoyse bekatnas. He says, Rabbi Lezer holds that it seems to shach dine yerushe, it's zicher won't help. Ein maisek tane klub. So Tosfos says, so good. So mishetagdel v'tiboil, she became an aruse. But in order to yarshin, she has to be a nesue. Is heichi mahan yechupe shahoyse bekatnas. Be a shloima. The kivin shehi bebeisai shalbal. Since she is bebeisai shalbal, habi ki mesira lechupe. So that is equivalent to a mesira lechupe. She was nichnas al reshus habal. Uch sheboyel begadlis l'shem kedushin. Vafilum timtzoloyme debiye eresin oise cheshuve miyad kinesuet. So she is considered a nesuit. Midi dahava hoyo loy chotzer baderech v'nichneso imoy l'shem nesuin. So here's also the same thing. So let's try to explain exactly what Tosfos is saying. The Shar HaMelech in Chuppas Chassanim Ois Ches brings down a Chakire. The Mishnah Melech has this Chakire. We know there's Chuppe and there's Kedushin. And when you add them together, it makes Eresin and Nesuin. So the Mishnah Melech has a Sofik. Does it have to be kesidram or not? That means what happens if a person will make first chuppah and then will make erusin? Will they add up to nesuin? Or does it have to be the nesuin b'shast erusin or the nesuin after the erusin? A three-way chakira. So the Shar HaMelech has two ways how to learn pshat and Tosfos over here. The kivin shehi bebeisei shalbal, while she is bebeisei shalbal, havi ki mesira lechupe, so that was like a mesira lechupe. Uch sheboyel begadlis l'shem kedushin, ואפילו אם תמצא לימה, דבי אירס הנאיסך, שובה מיד כנשוי. So, he's mesupik, either Toisvus means that you mitzaref the previous that was nichnesal l'rshusoy, that is the mesira l'chupe, and now he's boil. So we have here Eresen betziref the previous nesuin. That's difficult to understand. So it's weiter chupe bekatnes. Maybe Toisvus meant it's a chupe because it was a chupe after an Eresen bekatnes. And mamela that chupe is worthless. So Taisu says, Eina Hanami, that chuppah was taka worthless, but later, when it was Nichnasal Rishusai, this can become Mitzurif with the later B, but weiter chuppah bekatnis. So here's another mahalach, that she's still Birshusai Shelbal, so it comes Babasachas. That's how the Shara Melech wants to say Pshat and Taisu. That means, there was a Mesira Lechupe when she was Nichnasal Abaisai. And she remained there. So now, when he's Bayil her, Begadlis, so you have Eresin and Nisuin Bebasachas. Midi Dahave Ahoyoloi Chotzer Bederch Nichnasal Imai Lashem Nisuin. The Gemara says in Ksubis that can make her a nisuin. But this is problematic because the Gemara says over there, Loila Choldova, she's a nisufa truma, she's not a nisuin. And here it says she eats truma also. It could be the Goyin says that with a chotzer is not a chupe gemure. The Goyin Simon and Hayes, if Cotton Tess, says that what a chotzer is not a nisui gemure, l'gabi truma not, because it's not beisoi hakavu aloi. That means, nichnasal a chotzer baderech, that means dan a derech, so that's not a dire kvue. But over here, she's taka with him, bedirosei hakavu aloi. So that can make a geherige nesuin. You don't need a chuppah with tzadinim, with us. The ike chuppah is dachnosal rishus. And this is rishusoi hakavu aloi. That would be the best way how to learn pshat and Toisvus, that bebas achas, it is chal, the Eresin with the beard, now that she's a gedoyla, and she's Bershusoi, so we have Eresin and the Suin Bebasachas. Inami, now Taisvus is Mitzadid, that's not a good Teretz. The Shail is, why not? So I think the Shah Melech says that this Taisvus holds, you need Nisuin after the Kedushin, Bebasachas is not enough. Maybe ladies not mechaven l'shem nisuin. So memele, she don't have nisuin. So Teis wants to say, kivin shakidushin begadlis, since the Kedushin is begadlis, barusa oicheles betrume dvar teire, mina teire she can now eat trume. Mahani hoche chupe shoyse bekatnes, telekele meiches le simpen beloile de ule. Kiven shibe beis bailo. So Taisus wants to say, could be take, she's not a true nesua, ein maisek tane klum. But why do we need, Nisuin by Trume. The reason we need Nisuin by Trume is Minatoire Naruse its Trume, no als Shemotashke or als Simpen. So the Chuppah Shoyse Bektanis will help. The Lakla Mechashel Simpen Leiladula, Kivin Shibe Beis Baila. The Ritas Loshen of Tosvis would seem that even though Yisod is only in Arusa, but theoretically in Arusa could also eat Trume if the Xeris don't apply. The whole reason you need Nisuin is Al Shematashke or Mumin. But over here I don't have both. In the time of the Yosha, so then Taisus asks, so why do you Yarshan them? If she's not a true Nisua, Mishum Dava Hefke Bezn Daha Yehefke. Shehefke Bezn Daha Yehefke, so the Gemara asked, on Yerusha, we see that Yeshkoich Chomim Lakadova Minatayre. So the Gemara answered, no, it's Hefke Bezn Hefke. So Tosfos says, Avo min ha-tome al ha-toyer lekel ha-meima dafkui mirshusei b'shas ha-froshe. So Mamela, so Tosfos says, I say, what's the whole problem? And Rav Chisde, he says, the Gemara problem of Rav Chisde said, Amafrish min ha-tome al ha-toyer that nothing le-osam le-klum, afilu that the tome is also natrume, it's tebel. So the Gemara problem, how can you make Truma Tevel? So Taisa says, what's the problem? Let's say that they were Mafkiya Mershusei Birsha Safroshe. The Rega of the Hafroshe, they made it Oisis. So Taisa says, Kim the Bosa Hochi Nami Shaloihu Va'olav Lesaknoi. So they wouldn't do such a thing. L'chayra Taisus means to say as follows. To be mafkerit, that it shouldn't be his legamri. They didn't want to do that either. Why should he lose the money? Number one, and number two, so he won't be able to be misakin it. So what should they say? They should say that it's not his derege before this afrosh, but then it has to again become his, so that they never made such dreidlich and hefke bez nefke. Either it's not his or it's his. But to make it the minute before the first afrosh it was not his, then we'll make it his again to make a afrosh minei obey, that they didn't do. L'chere, we see from this Taisvis, that Taisvis holds for a double poshet, that one cannot be mafrish trume from hefke, as a botais gewissen. And by Emerson, Rab Chaim Oizer, in Chelik Bey Simen Lamed Ches, and in Rebin and Hilches Trume Simen Vov, bring down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a sofik if he can be mafrish trume mina hefke. Rab Chaim Oizer is Mavaya, what is the Shaila? I can't make Yenim's Tvua Trume. So Rab Chaim Oizer says, the Shaila is, why can I make Yenim's Tvua Trume? It's because Yenim's Bailas is Makiv, you can't Balabatav in Yenim's. So if it's Hefker, I could. Or Pshat is, I have to be a Bailam. So then Hefker, I can't. That's the Sofik in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a Sofik. If a person can be Mafrish, Trume and Hefke, it's a Sofik in the Yerushalmi. And Rab Chaim Oizer says, what's the tzad I should be able to be mafrish from Hefke? So he says, because it's like a Chalukas HaShutrim, the Trume is there already. Taisa says in Psochem that if you eat a Kizayis of Matzah Shel Tevel, you're not Yaitze because it's felt in Lochem, the Chelik HaKahanim is there already. So it means a little before Afroshe, this Momen HaShevet in the Tevel already. So Memele, so what one is doing is just like he's just being Mevar the Chalokim. It's a bir, not he's making a Chalois. By Hegdish, I want to be Magdish HaShevet, so he has to be mine to be Magdish. But the this is like a birur achalokim, so it could be you don't need bailus. That's how Rab Chaim Oizer is mitzaded
to be mevar this Yerushalmi. A component from our Tosfos, you see, nitazoi. Tosfos holds for a double poshet that if it's hefker, you can't be mafkish tumen. And Tosfos says, Akash, let's say hefker best than hefker. So they says, you can't say hefker best than hefker because we have to make it in his rishus. It has to remain his rishus in order for him to be able to be mafrish correctly. So we have a raya from this Tosfos that the Tosfos holds for double portion. You can't be mafrish truma from hefke. Perhaps Rab Chaim Oizer in the Hashmotis is mitzadet declares a shaila if you can be mafrish from hefke. So he should be able to mafresh from Yisuri Hano. Also, he has such a shaila. Then he says, could be the svara of Hefker is because it's biyodai liskois. Maybe that's the reason you could be mafker. That means they have a potential bailus. Biyodai liskois is also a bailus. So if we learn, if that will be pshat in Yerushalmi, so then we don't have a raya from our Tosfos. We'll say hefke bezen hefke, so it won't be biyodei liskeis. He says, the Rabbonu, Tosfos says to Kasha, let's make it hefke, that he should not be able to be zeiche in it again. L'cheire bezen could accomplish such a feat. That he should never be able to be zeiche. So Tosfos says they couldn't do such a thing because they wanted it should be in his rishus. Let us go back to the Gemara. So we had here, according to Beis Hillel for sure, that a person marries a ketana, makes nisun with a ketana, so it's yersha umetamalo, vaycheles beginay trume. So the Gemara asks, umetamalo, the kain is permitted to be metame to his wife, who's only a wife, midarabono. For hocha de midaraisa vi metamelo. Minatera, only the father can be metame to her. Midarabono metamelo baal? How could he be metame? He's not a husband. How could he be metame to her? So the Gemara answers, mishim dahavilo meis mitzvah. He said, you know why Minatoyer allowed to be metame to her? Because she's a meis mitzvah. So the Gemara is, umi havi meis mitzvah. She's a meis mitzvah. For Sanya, we learned Habarais, Ezehu meis mitzvah, kosha ein loy kovrim. If there's no one else that'll be mekava, that's called a meis mitzvah. But what if a person found a mace and he calls out and he says, does someone want to come and be Isaac in the Chesed Shalemes? Ain't there a mace mitzvah? That's not a mace mitzvah. So what kind of a mace mitzvah is his wife? So the mother says, yeah, ochenami, kivind lo yarsi lo kariye b'loy onilo. Since they don't yarshin, or he's the one that yarshin, So that's called a meis mitzvah. No one will be mekabah. He yarshin, so that's why it's a meis mitzvah. Let us see Tosfos. Kivin de lo yarsi lo kori v'lo yonilo. Mashme. So Tosfos says, the chitas losh nagmah, mashme de chalecha de yoris lo, metamelo. And whenever a husband yarshins a wife, have a metamelo meis mitzvah. Agamar says, a yisod. That if no one is able to yashana, you yashana, so you be mekabel. No one will offer their services. Lefize, almona lekoyin godol grusha vechalutza lekoyin hedyit, la yoris lo, so be oiskishbar, that he doesn't yashana, be da omar vein metame le ishtay psule. It says later that one is not permitted to be metame le ishtay psule. So there, poshet, it means als the kulva of ishtoi, is not metamal ishtoi psula. But if you'll say that whoever yarshins, no one else will be mekabah, so she has a din of a meis mitzvah is zicher permitted to be metame. So al kocher has oiskishbal that he doesn't yarshin, the oye yoroslav a metamalo, gemayla meis mitzvah, and that will be oiskishbal. So al kaponim, we have l'chayra a formula, a guideline in our Gemara, that a husband that yashins a wife She's a meis mitzvah. You can't say that. Let's talk about a case that a neidechot said meis bailo. She got married to someone else. That is not, we said in the Mishnah Metamolo. Afagav the Bailo Rishin Yosha. The first husband Zichabul Yashina. To the day like council. Why shouldn't he Yashina? She's his wife, so she should Yashina. Va'avagav dein Zakoi b'mitziyosa b'maisa yoder. So Toi says, why am I so sure that he Yashin? So he's not Zoiche b'mitziyosa loite tamekame b'maisa yoder. Hainu mishum knasti do. No, that's not, we're canceling him, we're canceling her. The Gemara says, why doesn't he take her mitziyah? Because the reason he takes her mitziyah, shloitei eve. That means if she finds a mitziyah, belongs to the husband, that there shouldn't be eve beinayim, there shouldn't be any pirud alavovis beinayim. But over here, tevi eve, fakert, we wanted that there should be eve, that they should not be living together peacefully. So that's legabi mitziyah. Avu Yerusha my lives at Baal. So I have a kasha that why doesn't, so why isn't he metamato? If these are the guidelines, that when one yashin saw, she automatically she becomes a meis mitzvah, no one else will offer the services. So why isn't he metamata? Voidim kain koin godol v'noza yitmu l'kreiveyim alochol meirisheim k'shein yeirish alohim. Not permitted to be metamata to the kreivim. But a meis mitzvah they are permitted to be metamata. So l'chayre so to all their meirishim they should be metamata. So meis mitzvah v'chein l'nisheim. Void Lamandom a Yerusha the Baal de Raisa Amaitz the Krosha Baal Metamalishta Pshita the Meis Mitzvah. So before we see Taisvis Teretz, I'd like to say over the Teretz of the Ritve, and the Rishash also was Machaben, it seems, to the Ritve's Teretz. The Ritve says as follows. The Ritve says that what our Gemara calls it a Meis Mitzvah since the Yarshans. That means if his Yerusha is not Eiskalt, not Pialoche. That means, really, the Koivim should have Yashinta. The father, the Koivim, she's not married. So they should have Yashin. So the money belongs to them. Now, Chazal made a takone that he gets the money. Somehow, that takone, so if you're getting the money, you should take care of the kvura also. That means they feel that if the money was taken away from them, so upon them, you should be, if you have a money, you should take care of the kvura. Masha ain came by a Yerusha deraisa, now that a person yarshins deraisa, it seems there's no hurt. So because you yarshin, that is why we shouldn't be mekabah. It seems the only miniya of kvura is if you have our money shalai minadin, then people will not be mishtatif in the kvura. You took the money, you should be oisik in the kvura. Agav urche, there's a yisoidistik eritva here. However we learn pshat in the Gemara, but the Ritva says Amira de Gazach that if a kohen sees a mace and he calls over the kohen, he calls the people, they should be mekabah, and they say yes, we're mekabah, but let's first take care of our fee. We have $1,000 fee. You'll pay us, and then that will be mekabah. So the Ritva says he's not mechuyev to pay them $1,000. Why should he pay them $1,000? Absurd. And they, for some reason, they're not interested in being mekabah without getting paid. So the Ritva says, so that's a meis mitzvah. So he's permitted to be mekabah. Amur de ke Ritva. Because that means since the pay, and we see the same thing in our Gemara. I mean, it says he's metameto. Why should he be metame yashin? Pay the kreivim, you'll see. They'll run, they'll do the bits with a meredik islavis. What are you talking about? Chesed shalemis they'll be doing. Just give them some money. I'll kopon him. So, you see, he's not machiv to do that. I'm not machiv to pay you. You don't want to do it. So, memela. So, nebuch, there's no kreivim. There's a din of meis mitzvah. Now, let's go back to Tesis. V'nira lari, the mishum de yoris loy havi meis mitzvah. It's like not a meis mitzvah, 100%. From all these rayas, not a meis mitzvah. Al mishum de yeshkoich biatachom lakadovo shahumina teure, bedovo hadoy meke de perashti lel. If it has a semblance of a meis mitzvah, if people won't be so eager, this is not halachically a meis mitzvah. That means if people are not so eager to be mekabel, but you could persuade them, and daf epes mishtadel zayin. But since it's we're missing the eagerness of the kvurim, so it's ke'ein a meis mitzvah, and they were matir, that he's permitted to be metame. The kivid lo yosi lo daima le meis mitzvah, mi ein a meis mitzvah gomel. So he did what he could have been a Torah. But with the Dover Hadoim, they're permitted to be Oike. It's a male Tosha, it's Takasha, a Kohen Godel V'Nozor, should be Metame to the Merishim, Chas V'Sholem. It's not a true Meis Mitzvah. V'chein Nire, Di'i Mishim Da'ave Meis Mitzvah Gomo, Metame Lo, Im Kein Haich Yitame Lo, V'mokim She'yesh Yisrael, Do, B'meis Mitzvah, Yesh Yisrael, V'Kohenim Rinim V'Nozor, Yitame Yisrael, V'Yitame Kohen, Yisrael. So how could you call this a meis mitzvah? There are Yisraelim here. So Koch Tosi says it means that Yeshkech Lachomim Laker Dover Min HaTorah B'Dover Hadayim. Midomer Lekamo Nami V'Loi Ze V'Ze Meifer Nedoreo. There it says that the husbands are not meifer than the dorim. By nisha sholcha bayalam dinas hayom. Bishum tizgane v'tizgane. Forget the whole reason that a baal is meifer than the dorim is shloi tizgane. All of it is gane v'tizgane. Ein loichiyach dein meifer le'ishtay psule. K'goin almona l'koin godel. The Hosam, so also say Tizgana, Tizgana. The Hosam Rabbon who the consuer the Loyofer. By our Mishneh, the Radatz the Knas, Chaymeshech Maltaleh Besaifer, the Loyof. Abamonel Koin Godel, Kehech the Loy consuer Bixubos, or the Yeshlak Subik, the Yomalel, Chanami Le consuer Baforis Nedorel. Let us see the Gemara further. Va'oicheles beginoi trume. So it says further that this ktano that is married to a koyin is permitted to eat trume. Now again we have a bikasha. She's not married, and trume is an isa diraisa for azor. Va'afal piken she eats trume. So the Gemara answers, but Trume der Rabbonon. Speaking about Trume der Rabbonon, and it's Nisuin der Rabbonon. So verkehrt, hein omru, vehem omru. But Nisuin der Rabbonon, she's allowed to eat Trume der Rabbonon. Let us see Taisus. Vehichelas beginoi Trume, betrume der Rabbonon. Vloiboi lo ukmi afilu betrume die reise. Let's say it's speaking about Trume de Reise. Mishum de Kotten Euchel Nevelis. What's the problem? What's the problem that she's allowed to eat Trume? Kotten Euchel Nevelis Ein Besden Mitzuven Lafrische. It's a whole sugya weiter. A Kotten is a Mitzuven. There's no Chiv Ein Besden to be Mafrish. So what's the problem? It's asking Akasha. How a Ktane is permitted to eat trume. The cotton eich on the veil is so. So Taisva says, the boy who be peire krere, she bezna mitzun la frisha eloi, v'la yivshite, it's a boy v'la yivshite. If you'll say, this is pshat in the bereise, so we have enough in the bereise, that cotton eich on the veil is. Ein bezna mitzun la frisha. So therefore, yeah, so that's what the Gemara says, we can learn a different shot, the Barais, speaking about Truma, the Rabbono. Va'oi de'cheles beginoi, she's permitted to eat because of him, mashmed afilo ki god lo'i cheles mikoyer ze. She's permitted to eat Truma because of him, and it doesn't say how old she is. Afa pisha dain lo'i bo'al, it would seem that because of these issues, she's permitted to eat Truma, period. Now, how can she eat trumim when she's a gedoyle? So that's what the Gemara says, trumim de rabon. And the etzem kashe of Taisvis, let us say that she's eating trumim out the haloche of kotten oichel nevelis and bezden mitzuvin lavrishay. So the Gram Horovitz wants to emphasize Lulei Divrei HaTosis, he said he would say another teretz. The Bidereise also, by Trume Dereise, it is also for her to eat Trume. The Koyin Mitzuvo Lo'oichlo. There's a mitzvah on the Koyin to eat the Trume. I'd like a little to elaborate on what the Gram Horovitz is saying. The Briske Rav in Chidushi Agriz al Rambam, Daf Ein Ches Omed Beis in the Mechtovim, the Briske Rav brings down as follows. Milvad Iker Iser Zorus, besides the Iser that a Zor is not permitted to eat Trume, Oid yesh bo isuro mitzat hachevtze. There's another isa. Besides you as zor, you're not allowed to eat trume. Mishun din kiyum mitzvoso shetzorich liskayim bo mitzvoso ba'achila b'teiras trume. There's another din. There's another din in trume. Trume has to be eaten through kehanim. That's a din in the chevtze of trume. It should be eaten through kehanim. So Memelis, I think that's what the Gram Horovitz is saying. He says, if the whole Shaila would only be mitzat her aveire, she's a zora, how she'll out eat trume. So we can say, kotn oichel nevelis, that's no problem. But we have to look at the chept, there's a din that trume has to be eaten through kahanim. There's a din in the chept of trume that has to be nisachel through kahanim. The Gemara calls achilas trume navoide. So Memele, so Al-Zachi, it's not permitted to be given to her. That's what the Gram Horovitz wants to emphasize for Kashi. So Memele, how are you allowed to give it? Bishloime by Trume de Rabbonon. So forget, mit de Rabbonon, she's an Eishes Koyin. So mit de Rabbonon, it's Niskayim mitzvah Achilas Trume Al-Yodo. Min HaTorah, you have to know how it works. Now, that's a yesod, you have to understand, if there's two dinim by Trume, there's an iser zoris, and there's an iser, that the din in the chevtze, din kiyum mitzvoso, shetzorich liskaimbo mitzvoso, ba'achila b'teiras Trume, you have to know how it works, how an eveknani eats Trume, or a behemtoi shel koyin eats Trume. You have to know if, there also, it's niskayim mitzvos, it works like that. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Masechtas Gittin says that an eved that eats trum is like a behemah. There's no difference between an eved and a behemah. A behemah can say, speaking about maybe it's a machal behemah. It's also not so poshut. But, it's a heskadushis trum, so it's, maybe it's not oimid lachila sodom. But when an eved eats trum, wie wird verfallen der din, if there are these two dinim. Loira boss, yeah, but upon him, that's what he wants to say to emphasize this kasha. Toshma, another raya, that yesh koyach lechachomim laker dovo minatayim. We learned as follows, ochal trumat meya, a person ate trumat meya, mishalem chulin tahirim. So you pay back with chulin toirim. Just let's give a shtikol hakdama. The halacha is if a person zor eats trume b'shoigik, so the din v'nosan lakoynes hakoydesh tovo horoyli is koydesh. So he has to go and take chulin misukonim, and he gives this to the koyin, and this chulin becomes trume. So that's the halacha. So now it says as follows, Ochal Truma Temeya. A person ate Truma Temeya. Mishalem, now the din tashlume Truma has to be Chulin Tahirim. He has to pay back Chulin Tahirim. Shilem Chulin Temeya. What if he paid back Chulin Temeya? Sumchis Aime Mishumra Meya Bishoigig, if he did not know that this was chulin tmeim tashlum of tashlumim. B'meizit, if he did know that, if he did know that this is chulin tmeim, ain't tashlum of tashlumim. So it's nothing. We take it back from the koyim. V'chachomim oimrim, echod ze tashlum of tashlumim. No, you gave it to the koyim. Isai shoygig, say meizid, the coin keeps it. V'chayzer mishalem chulin toirim. And it's chayzer mishalem chulin toirim. V'avinam bo, we ask the kasha, b'meizid ain't tashlum of tashlum. Now on this, we said it speaking about a person ate truma tmeye, and he pays back b'meizid with chulin tmeyim. So Rameya says, "Ein tashlum of tashlumim." He did an avle. So the Gemara asks, "Why did he do an avle?" Tovoy olav broche. You should give him a broche. The ochal minei midi deloy kachozi lei bimei tumosai. He ate truma tmeya. So the kohen was unable to eat truma tmeya bimei tumosai when the kohen was tamei. Because you're not allowed to eat Trumat Meya. You're not allowed to eat Petumas Aguf. The Komishalem midi de Kachozi lebi mei Tumosai. And he paid back with Chulin Tmeyim. So he gave him something he's able to eat be mei Tumosai. So the Gemara does not understand what is Pshat in Rameya. Va'omar, we'll see exactly what this kash is. Va'omar ove. Va'omar lo kadi, chsuri mechsre. No, it's not the way you said. Va'chikton. Ochal trumet meye, mishalim koldahu. If a person ate trumet meye, so he pays whatever he wants. He ate trumet meye, wants to pay back with chulun tmeyim, let him pay back with chulun tmeyim. Doesn't matter. If a kelt, you have a cheshben, tovi ola broche, you're paying back with chulun tmeyim. Midi de chosilei b'mei tumosa. V'ochikton. Ochal trumet tahoiro. But what if he ate trumet tahoiro? Mishalin chulin tahirim. Now he has to pay back chulin tahirim. He ate truma tahirim. The kohen could have eaten it. He has to pay back chulin tahirim. Tel shtelzu nach hamol. The chulin tahirim will become truma tahirim. Shilein chulin tahirim. What if he paid back chulin tahirim? Sumches aime mishim rameyer b'shoigik tashlumav tashlumim b'meizid ein tashlumav tashlumim. So if he paid back the mezid, he was, on the achili was b'shoigig. But on the tashlumim was a mezid. He knew that this is chulin tmeim, and he was mafreshit. It's ain't tashlum of tashlumim. The Gemara understood, that means we take it back from the koyim. V'chachomim oimrim, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, tashlum of tashlumim. V'choizer u'mishalin chulin tahirim. And you pay, and that's a tashlum of tashlumim, v'chayza mishalom chulun tayr. So the Gemara asks, v'hocha, the media reise tashlume mal yad. Mina teure itz tashlume mal yad. Die mekadish vokoyen isha tofsu lo kedushi. That means when he paid up the koyen with these chulin tmeim. So mina teure, it's paid up. And if the koyin was mekadish on isha with this, we say she's married. It's his. For omor rabbonon, and according to Simchas b'shem rameya, ain't tashlum of tashlum. We say it's not considered paid up. V'kosharinon eishes ish la'ome. And we're matar on eishes ish. That means we're taking away money that rightfully belongs to the koyin. And we mean matar on eishes ish. So you see, yesh koyach l'chachomim la'kadova min ha'teire. And Taisa says, you can't say hefke bez and hefke over here because the koyin zicha didn't do an avla. So you can't be mafke the moment of the koyin. Hefke bez and hefke was only said if you want to be mafke from a pesheya. Personal, did an avla, yochem kol rechushoy. But if the koyin didn't do an avla, so it doesn't go with hefke bez and hefke. So that means mina teire, it's the koyin's money. Mina teire, this woman is an eshesish. And we say, no, it's not the koyin's money. And she's not an eishesish. We were mat an eishesish. So we see yesh koyach lechachomim lakadova min ha'teire. So the Gemara says, no, my ain tashluma of tashlumim the kamar ameya the boy lemeheda shlumi chulin tahirim. He has to pay again. Ain tashluma of tashluma means that he's not yoitza with this tashlumim. He has to pay again with chulin tahirim. But this is his. It's his and he has to pay again. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, Sumches heine Rabbonin. As Rabbonin also said this. Tashlumov tashlumin v'chayzer mishalim. So what's the machloikis between Sumches and the Chachomim? Omar Ravache bereid Ravike, konzu shoygik oto meize dike benayil. If by shoygik they said this din, v'choizu mishalem chulen tahirim. The chachamim hold bein b'shoygik, bein b'meize, tashlum of tashlumim, v'choizu mishalem chulen tahirim. And the sumchus holds tafke b'meize this din, tashlum of tashlumim, v'choizu mishalem, B'shoigik, there's no din of chayzer mishalom. That's for me, the Yosef Lekach has to ask a kasha, how does this thing with Rav Chisda bechlal this din? I mean, Rav Chisda said, if you say tashluma, l'chay just said, if you say truma, say truma b'pesheya, so l'chay here's the same lomdus, if you say tashluma of tashlumim, that the kohen can keep it, it'll also be pesheya, and he won't be mafresh again. I think that makes it. And here everyone holds by mezid, that's tashlum of tashlumim, b'chayzer mishalom, not chayish for pshir. Zogt Rashi, mishalom chulin tahirim, d'chsi v'nosan l'koyin es ha-kodesh, dova ha-royli es kodesh b'peire kol shol. B'shoigik tashlum of tashlumim, im b'shoigik shilim t'meim, if he paid the tmeim b'shoigi kisava tahirim, he was under the impression that it's Torah. B'meizid ain't tashlum of tashlumim. Dikansinim. So l'chere, you have to understand what's the knas over here. You say ain't tashlum of tashlumim, so he gets it back. So what's the, according to the Maskon of Sagamor, it's good, the Knas. Ain't Tashlum of Tashlum means that, the coin keeps and he has to pay over again. Then I understand the Knas. But the Gemara that have him in the hell that ain't Tashlum of Tashlum that he gets it back. So what's the Knas? So Lachere, could be the knas is that, what is he going to do with Trumat Meir? He has nothing what to do with it. So it could be that goof is the knas, that if I can, you gave the coin, you're going to get it back. Now see what you can do with it. But Lamaisa, now you have to give to the coin Chulin Tairin. And you'll be stuck with this Trumat Meir. Tav yolo broche, amai konastole, my mezid yeshkan. Ava pishe yedei yeshem tmeim. Niskaven hu, tov yolo broche, amai konastole, why did he cancel him? My mezid yeshkan. Ava pishe yedei yeshem tmeim. Niskaven hu le tashlumim agunim. He had very good intentions. He wanted to make tashlumim agunim. The ochel minei, he ate something that the kohen cannot eat, the loy chazilei be made to mosai, and he gave him chulin tmeyim, that's chazilei be made to mosai. So Rashi asks a very pertinent question. Va'avol gav de tashlumim nasim trume. What's the tovay ala brocha? What did he do? The a golden neglick. He gave him chulin tmeyim. But it becomes trume tmeyim. So what did he give him? A brocha kum temnach. So what did he do? So the Ritva understood Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means to say, he's an Amoritz. He didn't think that. He was under the impression that he didn't have that it's going to become Trumet Meir. That's how the Ritva learns Pshat and Rashi. We're speaking about an Amoritz. So the Ritva, what's it not by an Amoritz? We'll see in Taisus. Who meal the Tashlumim al Yechaben? Trumet meal echozi al achila, koyin toy koyloi beese, bepeikolo, bekoyin tomi koyloi be misa, lachila kakos, vagabi tumasagup, and kochim toy, and kochim tmei. So the Gemara says, you're right. If he ate trumet meal, he can pay back whatever he wants. Koldo, afilo chulin tmei. There's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi was medame. The din of Rabbi Eloi is that a teirem min haro al hayofe is trumosei trume. Here we're not talking about bechlau teirem min haro al hayofe. Here we're speaking about that a person is mafrish tashlumei trume. He's mafrish tashlumei trume. That means he ate trume. Now he's taking chulin to make tashlumei trume. So we see from Rashi that the din of creating tashlumei trume has the same gedorim like a froshes trume. And just like by Hafroshes Trume, the klal is min haro al hayofe is trumosei trume. So by Tashlumei Trume, also min haro al hayofe is trumosei trume. From Rabboni, Tashlumei, mid Rameir kamoise, konzu shoygi got a meise dike benai, l Rameir bishoygi Tashlumei, Tashlumei, loiboy le shlumei, you don't have to chulen tohirim. Was Rabban Meir ben Bishoygig ben Bemezid boi mehedot tashlumim. Teisus. Ochal trumat meyo mishalem. A person ate trumat meyo mishalem chulen tahirim. So Teisus asks Akasha as follows. When a person eats trumat meyo, Poshet we're speaking about, he ate truma, he ate a bishoygik, he ate truma of a koyim. That's the mishalim, he pays back to the koyim. So there's a yiradeya de kishayla and a chayshemishpa de kishayla. He ate truma, he's a zo, and he was mazik, he gazled truma shel Yisrael, shel koyim. So Tosfos asks, so why don't we say kibloi b'darab menei? When a zor eats trume, is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Now, to ask for chakasha, we have to ask with a few hakdomas.
number one, who says Misa Bidei Shemayim, they say Kibla B'darab Menei. So, according to Abaye Alibe Rab Nechunya Ben Akone, Abaye in Ksubi says, Rab Nechunya Ben Akone Yoisi Yom Kippurim Kishabes L'Tashlumin. Rab Nechunya Ben Akone said, just like Mrs. Bezden parters from Tashlumin, Chorus also parters from Tashlumin, and Abaye says in Ksubi, nor the Misa B'dei Shemayim parters from Tashlumin. And now when Tosfos is asking the kasha, we have to give one more anocha, that chayvei misa shoygigim also partes from tashlumin. All this goes in Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos asks, now Tosfos says, it's not shaykh to ask, but let's see what the kasha is, that let's patel this Yisrael who ate trume, so there's a chiv of misa b'day shemai, afilu l'abaye de Israel ribid rab nechunye ben akone, afilu misa b'day shemai mu oise ke misa b'day odom u tashlumi. So Tosfos says, so why don't we say this? So Tosfos answers, the shani trume de goli krobe hedye ve yosav chamishi say olof. And we have enough in the posik. It's a gzeres akosif. You can't say there's a ptur because the pasuk says if a zor eats truma b'shoigik, there's a din v'nosam that if Yosef chamishi olov he pays. Let's say kimle b'darabnei. So koch it's gzeres akosh. You don't say kimle b'darabnei. That's one terz. Va'oidam Rab Yitzchok. Then Rab Yitzchok says a second terz. Not the terz of the kasha is because I have gzeres akosh. No. The teretz of the kasha is that kimloi b'derab b'nei b'chlal cannot be said by tashlumei truma. Why? The tashlumei the truma lekapore kosu. That when you go and give the kohen the truma, that's letzoirech kapore. B'loi shayich kamloi b'derab b'nei. K'diyomu b'meseches trumis. Shafilu imrotza kohen limchel neyoche limchel. That means if the reason, if the only reason you have to give the kohen is because of a choshen mishpati kedin, because I stole truma from the kohen, from a meila, so then I have a chiyuv tashlumin. Then I have a kasha, so that's on the chiyuv tashlumin, b'chdei rishosai, mishumri shachas atu mechaibri, b'yatu mechaibri shtei rishu, so a meila, so then the teretz of the kasha is, it's gzeres hakosu. But Tosfos says it's not true. The chiyuv to give the kohen is not only mitzad gezel. It's a kapore. But if the kohen wants to be moichel, he can't be moichel. You have to give to the kohen. The din of kedei rishos is only by onshim, by chiyuvim, not by dinei kapores. Va'afilu ochel trume mishal atzmoi. This is another raya. Afilu yed his own trume. Is mafrish keren aroili is kaidish latzmoi. You have to be mafrish it. Because it's a kapore. V'chein mashme b'peire kosho. That this teretz is the right teretz. Why? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi dishori chometz b'peisach b'hano. According to Rabbi Yossi that chometz is muta b'hano. So ha'oichel trumas chometz bePesach b'meizit pata min atashlumim Rab Nechumya ben Akon. So if he ate trumas chometz b'meizit, that means he knew that it was truma. He ate it b'meizit, so the chorus will pata. So he doesn't have to pay the koyim. It's worth money because it's mutabano, but he doesn't have to pay the koyim. As kimda b'darabnei, avol b'shoigik. But if he ate it, being unaware that this is trume, is chayiv. So what's the difference? Afa gavdle goli ko bekoros. Afilu will say the first teretz of Tosfos that he have a gzeres hakosuf, that you don't say kimle b'darabne, the gzeres hakosuf is only by misa b'day shemayim. But by koros, I don't have a posik. Agilu yakro. Elo mishum. The b'shoigik also tashlumim lechaporim. Because of the teretz is, because by shoigik the tashlumim is a kaporim, by a kaporim pas nishkim lebedarabmanim. Ve'ev shadim ochal trume b'meizit, sheyiftel abnachum yeben hakonim. for Yisrael will eat plain truba b'meizid, sheyifter abduchum ben akonim, b'shem d'meizid li'osu l'kapore, shrei koin yochel yimchel, k'desnan b'mesach es trumas. Now, Tais is asking, saying, Inami, a third teretz, an argemore, mechai mishum mida'ag ve'kon yekadom ha'beilonaris. That means the he's mechuyev alts tahagbo. When he picks it up, al menas ligzeil, so that alone is a mechayev. The chiyev is not alts the achila. Alts the achila could be paskim le b'darabnei, but he's mechuyev alts the hagbo. I had a shtikol ha'oreb that lochayre midaag be'kanye the chiyev alts hagbo. That's a pure chiyev of gzeila. Now it's this chiyev of gzeila lochayre alts the chiyev of gzeila. He can pay money. Now when he eats it, the halacha is that. Is to pay chulin mesukonim davar roili is kodesh, so the achila is also a mechayiv. The achila is a mechayiv in certain halachas. He has to now give chulin. Taisus in the third teretz wants to run away from the kasha. Taisus asked the kasha, the let's say kimle b'darabmane, your person, a yisol, it's truma v'koyin, let's say kimle b'darabmane. So they said a problem with that, exactly, with kapor, a ganze geratschke, Taisus wanted for him for the kasha. Then Taisus says, you know, the kasha v'aksach nishton, the chiev is not all my terutzimlech, I can say poshit, that he's mechuyev alts the hakbo is chayev. The hakbo is not kimle b'darabmane, the hakbo already is a mechayev. Not because of the Yachila, because of the Hagbo. Fine. Now, but L'chayr is schwer, as the Chiyav of the Hagbo, he doesn't have to give Chula Misukonim. He can give money, or Subin, or anything. Now, when he eats it, he has to give Chula Misukonim. So, the Chiyav of giving Chula Misukonim, that's Mischadish with the Achila. So, how could there be Mischadish a new chiyuv with the achila, let's say kim lebe the rabbinah. I mean, how did Taisus avoid the kasha? Taisus wants to avoid the kasha because the chiyuv is al fagbo, but there's a new chiyuv that comes with the achila. He has to give chulam misukonim. So it could be that is not shver. That means the whole tour of kim lebe the rabbinah is mishumrisha achas ato machayvoy, biato machayvoy shteirish. He can't put two chiyuvim on him. Now if lemaise, he has to pay already, so it could be that when we tell him now he should pay davar roili is kodesh, that is not called a new chiyuv. That's just we are giving guidelines. You have to pay with davar misukonim. That's not called a new chiyuv mamon. We are just saying how the tashlumim should be. So b'meil, that's not called a new chiyuv mamon. If it's not called a new chiyuv mamon, so pas nishkim le b'darabne. Even though this new chiyuv, the achilas mechayiv. Bishoigik tashlum of tashlumim. Ein laforish hai shoigik o meize da achila koi, ki de perish rivon, that he ate bishoigik, he ate bemezid, avo a tashlumim hain bemezid, he always knew that it was tamei, tim kein bemezid amai ein tashlum of tashlumim. If he ate bemezid, so why is ain't tashlum of tashlumim bafilu? So what's wrong with paying back with tomei? Bafilu subin yochel shalom. The tashlumim ain't nas in kodesh. So what's wrong with paying back with tomei? When a person a Yisrael eats tumah bemezid, so there's no din of to be mishalom oichlim misukonim. You can pay back whatever you want. Al nira l'ridu shaygi gemezid at hashlumim koin, k'de perish bekuntres. And achila was b'shaygi. Now Taisus asked, v'hide koma v'avine bo b'mezid ein tashlum of tashlumim tovi olav broche. Now Taisus asks Rashi's kasha, what shat tovi, if it's speaking about the yed b'shaygi, if he ate b'shoigig, so there's the din of davali is kodesh, it becomes trumes. So what's a tovi olav broche?
Aval gavdach imishalem chulen tmeyim nasen trumet tmeyim. It becomes trumet tmeyim. So what's the tovi al abroch? The Gemara gives him a broch. He's a finer mensch. He ate dvorim loy chozilei bimei tumosoi and he's mishalem dvorim shechozilei bimei tumosoi. It's not true. It becomes trumet tmeyim. Mikomokim tovi ala brocha de nivsa atushe mishalim yoisem imashe ifsid lekoyim. The broch is not what the koyin is getting, what he is losing al kaponim. He lost more than what the koyin lost. That's what Teisva says. We'll come back to this kasha. Let's see the next Teisvas. Chsurei mechsre vahochiktoni. So the Gemara says, no, if he ate trumet meye, so then is Mishalim Kodo. Whatever he wants to pay, he can pay. Ochel Trumet Tahirim. So then, he's not permitted to pay B'tchulim Tmeim. He paid B'tchulim Tmeim. That's the Machloikis, Rab Meir, and the Chachomim, if Tashlum of Tashlumim. V'im Taime Ilef Idomim Mishalim. Now there's a Shail and the Gemara in Mesechdes Psochim. The Halacha that you pay Chulin Misukonim. Now, how is, you pay chulim misukonim. How is this done? Do you pay lefi mida mishalim? That means if he ate a pound of trume, so you pay back a pound of chulim. It doesn't matter. We don't cheshbon what the value of the pound is. You pay back a pound. A pound for a pound, or lefi damim mishale. You have to pay back what the trume would have been worth now. So if now, let's say, it would be worth more money, so you have to pay lefi damim mishale. Lefi damim mishale. So Taisa says, lefi damim mishalem, kshem mishalem kam chulen tmeyim. Amai tashlum of tashlum, v'loi hein nasin trumet tmei, v'enam shovim ke trumet teire sh'ochal. So Taisva says, if lefi domi mishalim, so l'chair is like this. He ate a pound of trumet teire. And what is he paying back? With chulin tmei. So he ate trumet teire and he's paying back with chulin tmei, which becomes Trumet Meir. So he's not paying back the same shavius that he ate. Ve'einam shavim ki Trumet Tahire she'ochel. V'yeshloimar, so Teisva says, if you hold lefidomim mishalim, the mishalim chulin tmeyim kol kach, d'chshenase Trumet Meir yeshavim la'asoke ki Trumet Tahire she'ochel. That means that if 1 pound of Trume, let's say, was worth $10, he'll have to give 10 pounds of Chulin Tmeim, which is also worth $10 when else the Shavius Lahasok. So, Memele, Enechanami, Feldovidomi Mishalim, he has to give how much Trume Tahira was worth. So he can't give back Trume Tmeim, he has to give the value of how much Trume Tahira is worth. So Taisa Rakasha, so if he's giving back $10 worth, so Ibazoi, so what's the problem? What is he doing wrong? He's giving him back $10, not it's Ochel Trumet Teiras Mishalim Trumet Meir. He's giving $10 worth of Trumet Meir, which is equivalent to 1 pound of Trumet Teira. Imikomokim Kansinalek Shemishalim Bemezit Avopi Sheshovim Kidmei Trumet, even though it's worth the same amount as Trumet Teire, Mishum de Mishalim, Midid Leikofetz Alei Zvine. He's paying back with something that does not have the, it's not so easily sold. That means, theoretically, 10 pounds of Chulin Tmeim will be worth, a dollar, and one pound of Trumet Teire is worth a dollar. But it's not kofetz alei zvini. So that is why we cancel him. Agavulche, the Migdash David says, we see Amoira de Kechidish in Toisves. In Hilchis Mazik, the halacha is, you can pay back with Subin. That means there's no halacha that I have to pay you back with a dova shekofetz alei zvini. I can pay you back whatever I want. But it would seem in the halacha of Tashlume Trume, I have to not only, so I have to tell you to the shavius of what I ate, but I have to tell you to the quality of what I ate. It seems that's a mitzvah lechatchila. And therefore, if he didn't do this mitzvah, we can't send him. Before we go further, I'd like to say over a moiredike Rashbe in Mesechtes Gittin Daf Nun Dalet. The Rashbe Mesechtes Ktesis Estakash. If you hold lefi domi mishalim, so you have to pay back the value of the truma he had eaten. So he had eaten truma tahira, which was worth, let's say, $10. How can he pay back chulun tmeim, which will be worth only $1 when it becomes truma? The yesh meforshim. So the Rashba says, Amir de keteretz. The boso shas tashlumim azlinem. You look at the shas tashlumim. The kivin, the bishas tashlumim, when he's paying the may, kav chulin tmeim, kidmei kav truma tahira. That means when he's paying, we'll see exactly what the Rashba means in 1 minute. When he's paying chulin tmeim, and chulin tmeim are worth the same amount like truma tahira. It's potter. Va'af al pi shenasu trume la'achar mikam. When the koyin accepts it, it becomes trume. Aynu la'achar shenigmeru tashlumim shel ze, ubo liyad koyin. That means he's mafrish chulin, that this should be a tashlumim of the trume he ate. And then he gives it to the koyim. So his tashlumim starts, he's paying with chulin tohirin. Chulin tohirin is worth as much as trumat meyim, as trumat tohirin. Chulin tohirin is worth as much as trumat tohirin. Both is not such a big market on. So we say his tashlumim of chulin tohirin is equivalent to the value of trumat tohirin. Even though when the tashlumin becomes nigma, ubo liyat koyin, so then it becomes worthless, then it becomes trumat mei. Dechsiv enosin la koyin es hakoydish, lichsheyovi liyat koyin yi hakoydish. But that's not considered that my tashlumin wasn't worth the amount that the truma was worth. My tashlumim is nidoin b'shas hafroshe. B'shas hafroshe, I'm giving him back the same worth that I had eaten. When it comes liyoda, it becomes worth less, so that's not my problem. I made a good tashlumim. V'chein yesh leforish, and the Gemara we learned before, tovei olav broche, u'mishalim midi dechozilei. So that's very schwer. Why it's called Mishalim Midi de Chozilei? Kloime Chozilei Bishas Tashlumim. That means when he's paying, the process of paying is when he's mafrish it and is about to give it to the koyin. That's called Tashlumim. Dilu la'acha Tashlumim lechoshvilei lekoyim lechozilei lekoyim de trumet meyim. But al koponim Bishas Tashlumim, it's considered, I gave him Dovar Achozilei. Ozel Koine Mekadosh Yishivim. Time of Lomain and Medagdik Midaraisa Tashlum of Tashlumim. The Gemara Eskom Mekadosh Yishivim. Venasis Trume, Vekome Rabon and Dain Tashlumim, Vahavi Chulin, Vishoyin Lezorim. Vaymeri, that's Dava Motzel, Mehmed, Dain Tashlum of Tashlumim, the Kamaran El Gabi Oda Hodri, Lamarai. That what it goes back is ain't tashlum of tashlumim, but lemaisa leilim truma have it. Doesn't say here that is also allowed to eat it, but the gemara sakash. But if it goes back, shemata neishesish. Vim toyim amay medagdik mikedushin dil mahaynim shem daev kebesn ho yev ke kedam aleil. For marid dahoch ain't shaych loyme came the ma poshe koyin sheishlonu lahavki mamoyne. The holding of hevke besn hevke is only if the koyin was a pesheya.